Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Kitten Games. The Surprising Power of Game Theory to Explain Irrational Human Behavior is a popular social science book by economists Moshe Hoffman and Arizioli. It examines why actions that seem irrational, emotional, biased, or morally inconsistent may make more sense when understood as responses to strategic situations. The book belongs at the intersection of game theory, behavioral economics, evolutionary social science, and psychology. But it is written for non-technical readers rather than specialists in mathematics. Its central purpose is to revive game theory as a tool for explaining puzzling human behavior without reducing people to perfectly calculating agents. Hoffman and Yoli argue that many choices are shaped by hidden incentives, reputational pressures, signaling problems, and social norms that operate below conscious awareness. The result is a framework that neither dismisses irrationality as mere error, nor treats every decision as deliberate optimization, but instead asks what social game a behavior may be serving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hidden strategic incentives beneath apparently irrational behavior. The book starts from a tension between two influential ways of explaining human action. Classical economic models often assume that people respond rationally to incentives, while behavioral economics emphasizes bias, inconsistency, and poor judgment. Hoffman and Yoli position hidden games between these views. Their argument is not that people consciously calculate every move, but that behaviors can be shaped by strategic environments even when individuals experience those behaviors as emotions, instincts, moral intuitions, or habits. This approach changes the question from why are people irrational to what game might make this behavior useful. A preference, norm, or impulse may look unreasonable in isolation, yet become more intelligible when placed inside a repeated social interaction involving trust, reputation, punishment, bargaining, or status. The book, therefore, treats irrational behavior as a clue rather than a final diagnosis. Its distinctive contribution is to show how game theory can explain not only explicit competition, such as bargaining or conflict, but also quieter social patterns that influence everyday life. Secondly, altruism and fairness as solutions to cooperation problems. A major theme is that prosocial behavior often reflects more than simple kindness or conscious moral reasoning. People help strangers, care about fairness, and punish unfairness even when immediate material rewards are unclear. Hidden Games interprets these tendencies through the logic of cooperation. In social life, individuals repeatedly face problems in which short-term self-interest can undermine long-term collective benefit. Behaviors that signal trustworthiness, generosity, or willingness to follow rules can become valuable because they affect how others treat us. Fairness norms can also stabilize cooperation by making exploitative behavior socially costly. This does not mean altruism is fake or that every good deed is cynical. Rather, the book suggests that moral emotions and social preferences can be shaped by strategic pressures that make cooperation possible among people who cannot constantly monitor one another. The importance of this topic is that it reframes generosity as part of a broader system of incentives, expectations, and reputational consequences, rather than as a mystery outside rational explanation. Thirdly, social norms, rights, ethics, and justice as commitment devices. The book also examines how ideas about rights, ethics, and justice can function strategically. In ordinary life, people do not only pursue outcomes case by case. They commit to principles, defend rules, and react strongly when boundaries are violated. From a narrow cost-benefit view, such rigidity may appear irrational, especially when compromise would be materially cheaper. Hoffman and Yoli show why principled behavior can still make strategic sense. A person or group that credibly commits to a rule may deter exploitation, coordinate expectations, and make future interactions more predictable. Norms can reduce bargaining chaos by defining what counts as acceptable before each dispute begins. Rights claims can also shift attention from immediate advantage to socially recognized limits on what others may demand. The book does not present moral life as merely strategic manipulation, but it does argue that moral commitments often gain power because they solve recurring social problems. This perspective helps explain why people defend principles even when doing so is costly in the moment. Fourthly, signaling, reputation, and the hidden logic of self-presentation. Another important strand of the book concerns the way people communicate qualities that cannot be directly observed. Tastes, confidence, humility, rhetoric, and public displays of virtue can all serve signaling functions. In social settings, others need to infer whether someone is competent, loyal, high status, generous, principled, or safe to cooperate with. Because direct claims are easy to fake, people often rely on costly or indirect signals. A taste for certain goods may communicate status or group membership. Overconfidence may influence how others judge ability or resolve, even when it distorts private judgment. Humility may signal social awareness and reduce the threat posed by success. Rhetoric and moral language may persuade not only by conveying information, but by positioning the speaker inside a social contest over credibility and legitimacy. The book is useful here because it does not treat self-presentation as superficial decoration. It shows how communication, identity, and reputation are embedded in games where appearance affects future opportunities and social treatment. Lastly, a non-technical revival of game theory for behavioral science. Hidden Games is notable for presenting game theory as an explanatory language rather than as a narrow mathematical technique. The authors use the core idea of strategic interdependence. What one person should do depends on what others do, believe, reward, or punish. This makes the book different from many introductions to game theory that focus mainly on formal puzzles or market competition. Hoffman and Yoeli apply the framework to social behavior that is emotionally charged, morally complex, or culturally shaped. At the same time, the book avoids claiming that game theory explains everything. Its strongest use is diagnostic. It helps identify the incentives and informational problems that make a behavior persist. The reader is encouraged to look beneath individual choice and ask about repeated interaction, signaling credible commitment and equilibrium. This makes the book intellectually useful even for readers who never build a formal model, because it trains attention on the structure of situations rather than on surface appearances alone. In conclusion, Hidden Games is best suited for readers interested in why people behave in ways that seem inconsistent with simple self-interest or common sense. It will appeal to students of economics, psychology, political science, philosophy, behavioral science, and evolutionary social science, as well as general readers who want a clearer framework for interpreting cooperation, conflict, morality, status, and social norms. Its practical benefit is not a list of direct life hacks, but a sharper habit of analysis before labeling behavior irrational. The reader learns to ask what incentives, signals, reputational pressures, or commitments may be operating in the background. Compared with many behavioral economics books, it places less emphasis on cataloging cognitive biases and more emphasis on the strategic structure surrounding behavior. Compared with technical game theory texts, it focuses less on formal solution methods and more on real social puzzles. That combination is what makes the book stand out. It treats game theory not as an abstract exercise, but as a way to understand the hidden social logic behind moral intuitions, altruism, fairness, self-presentation, and apparently puzzling choices. Readers looking for mathematical depth may need a specialist text. But readers seeking an accessible and conceptually rigorous bridge between rational choice and observed human irrationality will find it especially valuable. If you would like to support Erez Yoeli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.